This is Center Stage Minnesota, and Center Stage Minnesota is our show at Northern Community Radio, where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. We do that each weekday between 2 and 3 o'clock. Starting July 1st, we changed from having 1 hour of new programming dedicated to Minnesota music each week to having 5 hours. And we're proud of that. And part of the reason we did that is because we're proud that Minnesota can sustain that. I still don't get enough time to get it all in. And that's fantastic. It means that that just is an example or an indication of how much good music is being created and recorded and performed in Minnesota these days. And Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, coming up the last 2 days of this week, tomorrow, we are going to have an interview feature with Terry Longton. He is a longtime musician and Itasca County has been his home. He graduated from Grand Rapids High School in 1967, has been in a lot of bands and or a number of bands, and is just one of those guys that is a great player, great musician, and a number of other guys from the Itasca County area that who call that area home. Some of them have been elsewhere, but they still call it home. Got together and recorded a record with him, which is a big accomplishment for him. It's a great record. It's got a great approach to a number of different styles, and it's called Terry and M. That Was Now, This Is Then. And we're going to hear that feature tomorrow here on Center Stage Minnesota. And then Friday, in advance of John Gorka playing at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids on Friday evening, we will hear an interview that I recorded last week with Mr. John Gorka. So, and Fridays have kind of just slotted themselves since we started doing Center Stage Minnesota 5 days a week. Here on Northern Community Radio as days when we get the rock out. And since we're probably going to be more acoustic and folk, particularly on Friday, I think we'll do that today. And so hopefully we'll build up some momentum that'll kind of carry us through the next 2 days in terms of, well, energy and noisiness and all that good stuff. So we're going to start off, we're going to ramp it up a little bit slowly here. I got Rich Manson and Jermaine Gemberling coming down to the KAXE studios this evening, and we're going to work on a number of different things that you'll hear coming up on Northern Community Radio here on Center Stage Minnesota. Rich and Jermaine will be at Ciao Rustic Italian this Saturday, and I think it's Friday or Saturday. I'm going to double-check on that. I'm going to say Saturday, and I will correct myself if I'm wrong. Going back to, I believe this one was put out in 2003. This is an Ole Yeller record called Penance, and long before Center Stage Minnesota existed, Rich named one of his songs Center Stage.
Charge when they took took center stage. It was magnified, all their troubles. He tried to act dignified, but she ruled him. And he had a weakness for legs as long as hers. So pretty, so he got in. Took the back seat and she drove him all night through the Memphis heat. Stage. It was magnified. He had a hard time obeying her always. So he took to finding more love on the side. Little secrets, a secret that's not a lie. Till he ran out. Is for getting home at 5 a.m. She'd be sleeping. There were questions, but she didn't want to know. 'Cause she loved him, but she was doing the same thing, the same thing. We'll be right back.
From an EP called Life is Beautiful from The Idle Hands. That one was Socialite Death Squad. That's a Minneapolis band, and they, their previous release to this, this is a great EP as well, but the previous release, The Hearts We Broke on the Way to the Show, was, I can't remember what year that came out. It was probably my favorite record of that year, though. It was just a fantastic record. White Iron Band before that from the 2008 release, called Devil's Sweet Revenge, Lay Me My Money Down. And Ole Yeller starting off Center Stage Minnesota today with Center Stage from the 2003 release, and I believe the third, either the third or fourth release that came out from Ole Yeller, Rich Madsen's second major band after the Glenn Russells. And we received support from Bender Shoes. Whether you're hard at work or playing hard, everyone needs comfortable shoes. Bender's Shoes has a wide variety of brands available and a staff ready to help find the shoe that fits your life. Bender's Shoes, located in Grand Rapids, Hibbing, and Duluth. And programming is also supported by Minnesota Energy Resources, encouraging home and business owners to install energy-efficient appliances and equipment. More energy-saving tips at energyresources.com. And if you like that track from the White Iron Band, and boy, doesn't that indicate how good that's probably going to be live? Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE, invite you to Northbound Caravan 2013. It's on Saturday, October 5th in Ely at the Amici's Event Center. Northbound Caravan 2013 features a stellar lineup of live music and five great Minnesota bands. It's White Iron Band, The Slamming Doors, who played last night at Hibbing Community College as part of a concert series they have going there, and heard from Heidi Holton and volunteer Northern Community Radio volunteer Nicole Hoops were there, and they said that the Slamming Doors were very entertaining. Ole Yeller with Jermaine Gemmerling, Christopher David Hansen Band, which is garnering attention really quickly. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And Schmeagle is that lineup. Northbound Caravan 2013 will happen at Amici's Event Center in Ely on Saturday, October 5th. Search The Northbound Caravan on Facebook for more information on and how to purchase tickets. You must be 21 or older. Doors are going to open at 5:30 and the music will commence at 6 o'clock. And I'm going up there with my wife, and we'll be representing, our music fandom and Northern Community Radio. It just seemed like a great opportunity to go up to one of my favorite towns in Minnesota and see some great music, and hope you decide to do the same. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck. I'm your host for this hour of Center Stage Minnesota. Maddie's coming up at 3 o'clock with an hour of the best of the new music into the studios of Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE. All things considered, the news from National Public Radio at 4 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock is, as it happens, the news from the CBC, the Canadian perspective on the news. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, Music on the River coming your way for 3 hours, and then Jazz with Bob Parlocha begins at 10 o'clock and takes us into the night. Coming up, we're going to hear something from an early Soul Asylum record, something that's a bit poppier than they were during that time, but some really great music. And then, but right now, something from a group of guys, a band that had several different formations. The first one was called Steel Shank, and they put out just an EP, actually one of the first producing efforts by Matt Wilson. It was in 1996, and Matt is Dan Wilson's brother. They were together in the band Trip Shakespeare, and then they also later had a band called Spring Collection, and then after that, similar group of guys, not exactly the same group of guys, but the core, Faux Gene. And these guys know how to handle their Rickenbackers. This is Marquis de Sade.
Pain of my existence. 17, 18, 19, 21.
Song about being in the Midwest, stuck in the middle from the Replacements, Stink, Kids Don't Follow Plus Seven songs. That's a Twin Tone Restless Records release, 1982 on that one. And 1988 was Soul Asylum, I believe, Made to Be Broken came out in 86 or something, right around there on A&M Records. Soul Asylum had a couple tries with major labels. And actually A&M stuck with them for a while. This one is called Hang Time. It's a really good record. And Cartoon was the track we heard from that. And Steel Shank from Let the Bidding War Begin. Possibly one of the best record titles or EP titles I've ever heard. One of Matt Wilson's first production efforts. And we did not hear Marquis de Sade, as I announced, and I knew that wasn't what I had queued up. We heard Bane of My Existence from Steel Shank. We thank the Park Rapids Downtown Business Association for their support of Northern Community Radio. Proud to be a part of all Park Rapids area events, including Third Thursday's Art Series and the Art Leap 2013, held September 28th and 29th. Find us at parkrapidsdowntown.com. Thanks also to the Crow Wing Food Co-op on Washington Street in Brainerd for supporting Northern Community Radio. The Crow Wing Food Co-op offers a wide variety of local meats, organic and local produce, gluten-free foods, bulk baking supplies, and more. Plus, grab-and-go lunch items available daily. More on Facebook. 36 and a half minutes after 2 o'clock on this absolutely gorgeous fall Wednesday in northern Minnesota. Maddie coming up at 3 o'clock, bringing you an hour of new music. And, boy, I got to spend some time outside today, and I'm sure glad I did. It was fantastic. This is one of the days that makes me always call it a toss-up between which season I prefer the most, fall or spring. It would definitely be fall if it was more inviting to swim. That's probably my favorite part of summer. Support for programming comes from Byers Greenhouse, located halfway between Grand Rapids and Coleraine on Highway 169 East. For over 50 years, Byers Greenhouse has offered a wide selection of flowers and plants zoned for northern Minnesota, plus garden decor for the home, business, or cabin, and educational workshops and classes on planting, gardening, and landscaping. More at byersgreenhouse.com. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck, your host for this edition of Center Stage Minnesota. And Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. A while back, I was really felt privileged and to be able to sit down with Shannon Selberg, who had been the front man for The Cows, a downright scary persona. And The Cows were the fringe, the noisier fringe category of punk. I've heard it called primal punk at times. It's, you know, sometimes those labels are what they are, but hopefully the minute at least they try to help indicate what you might hear when you go to a concert or put on a record. And The Cows were probably one of the most important, I think, a very, very important band in the Twin Cities and in Minnesota. And, you know, those bands are tending to be left out of the historical chronicles these days, even though it's them and others that were not as well known, were just really important to the fact that, and probably if they weren't around playing shows regularly, we wouldn't have what we have in Minnesota today. After the Cows broke up, I think they were together for 11 years. Shannon Selberg moved out to New York, tried an acting career, and quickly started another band that included some members of the Swans. And then he came back with that same and formed a Minneapolis version with Minneapolis players of the same band called the Heroin Sheiks. And this is their last release. It came out in 2008 on AMREP, Amphetamine Reptile Records. And it's called Journey to the End of the Knife. This is Be a Man. But from a band that Oh, man, their shows were incredible. And the first thing their website said was, when you went to it, was Amish Armada, Cal Hopkins, Amish Armada, We Scare Girls. And they weren't kidding, because that was exactly what my wife said, my then-to-be wife, the first time I took her to one of their shows. That was a really quick one, a minute and 10 seconds, Stole Stealing Camera. That band had one of the best, actually what it would have to be called, I mean, he played sort of a punk style, but ultimately he was more of a rockabilly, you know, high-energy rockabilly guitarist, just a fantastic guitar player. And I'm trying to look here. Well, it doesn't have the actual names. It's got fake names, so I guess we won't, I won't remember that. Amish Armada, Cal Hopkins Amish Armada there. And before that, we heard The Heroin Sheiks from Journey to the End of the Knife, a 2008 release. Be a Man was the track that we heard. We would like to thank Yarnworks in Grand Rapids. We would like to thank Yarnworks in Grand Rapids for their support. Now under new ownership, Yarnworks offers a variety of yarns, including wool, cotton, sock, and scarf yarns, as well as knitting needles, crochet hooks, and other accessories and patterns. Also, wool roving in many different colors, along with hand-knit hats, sweaters, dishcloths, and more. Yarnworks is located on Pacagama Avenue, south, across from Target. A band that actually was an Eau Claire band when they put this out, but soon moved to Minneapolis and was another rock trio. Somehow, with heavier music, especially trios, just seemed to do it, for me anyway. And they were just some kids, and they were just fantastic. And so this release was called Something in French. And here's a song called Yoko Ono, and even though it may not seem like it, it's actually, well, I guess it's kind of pulls in both directions. It's not totally derogatory.
You out in our show. You feel funny and charming.
Housebreaker, Truck Suspension from Greatest Hits Volume 1. Self-Evident before that, Setup from Epistemology, Puck with Astral Fright from a compilation put out by Big Money Inc. Workman's Comp and Voodoo Love Mint started that set with Yoko Ono from Something in French. We received support from Keg and Cork, located in downtown Bemidji. Keg and Cork features homemade signature soups, burgers, salads, and more. Lunch specials daily, private parties, and catering available. Keg and Cork, Bemidji's first Irish pub on the Mississippi. Visit online at kegandcorkbemidjimn.com. Here's another one from Housebreaker, a minute 37, and this one is for the Star Wars fans out there. It's about a minor character in Star Wars, IG-88, nice instrumental.
Substantial reward for the one who finds the Millennium Falcon. You are free to use any methods necessary.